point of view or not on things, he's always extremely interesting to talk to. I don't agree with him on a great many subjects. There are a few we do agree on. My father responded with a smile. It's very nice to be with you, Woody, and I would like to say that there are some things I don't agree with you on. Woody seemed surprised at my father's candidness, as the audience reacted. After sparring with my father a moment or two, Woody continued, The question is, which one of us will be converted? I hope I can convert you to agnosticism by the time the show is over. Well, my father said with a cordial resolve, I have had a lot of people try, and the more they try, the firmer I get in my conviction. With head cocked, Woody suggested they take a question from the audience while he contemplated my father's response. Mr. Graham, the young man asked, I read that you don't believe in premarital sexual relations. Is that true? The audience snickered, thinking the question would make my father uncomfortable. With compassion in his eyes, my father responded, It's not a matter of what I believe. It's what the Bible says. The audience grew quiet. Perhaps they had never heard what the Bible said on the subject. Perhaps they had only heard what a preacher or teacher or parent said on the matter. My father introduced the young audience to God's Word as he continued. The Bible teaches that premarital sexual relations are wrong. God has laid down certain rules for our own good, to protect our bodies and our minds from harm. He expects us to live up to a standard that He has made, and if you don't live up to it, then the Bible says that you are falling short, and that's when you need God's help for redemption. The Bible says, flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. My father often said, I have found that most young people really want us to spell out a moral code. They may not accept it or believe it, but they want to hear it clearly and without compromise. God speaks through the Bible. When the Bible speaks, God speaks. When my father declared, the Bible says, no one argued. Whenever my father was asked why the Bible was so important to him, he would often say, God speaks from heaven through the Bible. This is why I use the phrase, the Bible says. I would not have the authority to say what I do in sermons unless it was based upon the Word of God. He has spoken in such a way that men and women are without excuse if they do not hear and understand. Through the years, I have learned from my father to take every opportunity to make this same proclamation because I have observed the power that the Bible has, even to those who may not believe. I also learned that when my father failed to answer a question based on God's Word, he lived in regret until he could repair the damage done. Like him, I regret the times when I have attempted to answer questions apart from God's Word. What I have learned through my Heavenly Father is this. If people rebel against God's Word, God will deal with them. If we as Christians fail to speak God's Word, He will take it up with us. May every Christian be able to say with Jesus, I have given them your Word. John chapter 17, verse 14. Jesus said, Whatever I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak. John chapter 12, verse 50. The Bible says that God's Word is not to be compromised. The more culturally sensitive we become, the easier it is to make concessions. And we see it happening as technology is overtaking society. Go into a restaurant or airport, and you'll see travelers checking email, working on their laptops, or walking in rhythm to whatever is blasting through their iPods and smartphones. The information age may be filled with boundless high-tech possibilities, but it will never reach the height or depth or breadth of God's wisdom and salvation that He is willing to impart to an imperfect people. We may hit the escape button and think our sin will disappear into eternity, never to confront us again, but eternity belongs to God.